Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast today. This is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source. Today's subject, guys, is running track speed training. And the reason why we're going to talk about that today, because I get that question a lot, especially this time of year. And it's usually because I get a lot of football players who are trying to figure out, you know, hey, I got to get faster. What do I do to get faster? So, you know, do I, you know, go to a speed trainer? Do I run, you know, track? The coach wants me to run track to get help my speed. And so I just kind of want to give some clarification on that. Now, I've been a track athlete and a track coach, and I'm a speed trainer. So I can look at both sides. And there's pros and cons to both. And really what it comes down to is what's best for the athlete. And in terms of what is really going to enhance their speed in the way that they need to use that speed. Okay, and what I mean by this is their speed is defined in a lot of different ways, and it's used differently in different sports. So you've got to understand what you need as an athlete and what you're trying to accomplish, because running track can help you or it can hurt you or it can't help you at all. And then it becomes just a complete waste of time. And so, you know, what I generally say is, one, don't waste the track coach's time. Okay. If you're not out there to run track and to be fully invested in track, then all you're doing is wasting his time and taking up space and attention that another athlete should have. Straight simple.
Wow. That's there it is, Aaron. I love that. I've never heard that before, by the way. I love that.
Don't run track unless you're ready to be exposed, because track will expose you. There's 9 lanes, and they see who finishes first, and they say who finishes last. So if you're one of those people who are on the fence and they don't want to put it out there, don't run track. Because again, all you are then is just another body out there that's taking resources from those athletes who are really true track athletes and want to get better. Would you, as a football player or a soccer player, want someone to be on your soccer team or your football team who is just kind of out there because they kind of just like to run routes and catch passes? You know what I'm saying? But they really don't want to play in the game.
You know? Or get conditioned. As I've heard this times, Aaron, from a lot of baseball players, I'm just doing football because I want to do the conditioning part of it.
Okay, that's conditioning for football, not conditioning for baseball. So this helps you how?
Right.
And you burn 3 hours at a football practice doing 2 hours of football, 1 hour of conditioning. And why don't you just do 1 hour of baseball conditioning on your own someplace else?
Absolutely.
And then get additional 2 hours in of baseball. But anyway, back to the whole running track speed training. That's probably the first thing. Another thing, again, like I said, is defining your speed. And if you're someone who really just needs short burst explosiveness, track isn't necessarily going to help you as much, because with track and field, your acceleration patterns are a lot longer. You got to remember, the shortest race in track and field is 100 meters. Okay. Well, most field and court sports, unless you have just, you know, there's those periods of time, obviously, where you have a breakaway with the ball and that sort of thing.
Right.
But most of your field and court sports, you're only talking about a 10-yard radius in terms of your ability. Most of it's acceleration, your ability to accelerate. Right. And then maybe you have those intermediate runs where it's 30 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about your sport, how often are you running full speed that far? Most field and court sports also ask for start and stop, change of direction. So again, You know, track and field is linear. It's boom, gun goes off, straight to the finish line. You don't do any bobbing and weaving. You don't do any cutting. You don't do any, you know, slowing down or speeding up. So right. You've got to understand that there are different types of speed. They're trained different ways, and they're going to help you in different ways. So I say look at it from that standpoint. And then lastly, also understand that if you're going to run track, make sure there's a good speed coach out there. Because just being in on the track team and running track workouts doesn't necessarily translate to speed.
Right. Okay.
And if you're one of those athletes who needs work on your technique, well, you've got to make sure that you've got a good track coach out there who's also teaching good technique. Mm-hmm. You know, some track programs are better than others. So you have some coaches who really are great with teaching athletes how to run and how to put things together. And there's other coaches who basically are just saying, hey, we're just running interval workouts. And, you know, right. It's kind of like survival of the fittest. Those who the workouts help, they help. Those who they, you know, they don't help, you fall by the wayside. And if you're a football athlete or soccer athlete or something like that, who's trying to get faster, and you're just out there basically running conditioning workouts, well, you're not getting any closer to your goal. So you want to sit back and think and say, hey, what are the pros and cons? Who's out there doing the coaching? What's their, you know, pedigree? Are the kids getting faster? Are they teaching the kids how to get faster? Because that's your thing. You're not a fast kid just going to run track. You're a football player who's trying to get faster, or you're a soccer athlete who's trying to get faster, or you're a baseball athlete who's trying to get faster. So that means a key component of the track program needs to be development, not just competition or not just conditioning.
Right, right. You know, Aaron, I love the way you talked about court sports or sports with quick bursts, baseball, you know, being, you know, like, you know, go down the line, man, it's 90 feet.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's 30 yards, you know, and you're not, you know, you're trying to get a top speed as quick as possible out of the batter's box. Or we got to run a double. So learning how to make a turn and get our body under control, and I hear that when you're talking about body control of a baseball athlete and knowing how to get their body in the correct position, whether it's on defense or they got an angle and stuff, that doesn't really coordinate with track very much a lot of times, you know, I mean, but, you know, I hear a lot of athletes go, oh, I'm going to go, you know, run track baseball guy. I'm going to go to a track coach. I go, what for? Are you going to go to a speed trainer? It's going to teach you how to move within your sport as you do, Aaron, a performance training coach who can do that. Or are you just going out there and learn how to run fast? Well, I just run fast because I need to get my 60 time in the combine, you know, EJ, you know, I need to go get that 60 time for that showcase. I go, hey dude, at the end of the day, they're going to have to see you playing the game. And that 60 time is going to be right out the window, my friend. It's going to be like, hey, we get a good 60 time, but that player does not accelerate or can't get to balls, you know? So I think the way you stated that was, man, outstanding, you know, and the understanding of that, you know? So running track and speed training, it's different, man. It really is different, isn't it?
Yeah, they're two different things. And I get it because traditionally that's what athletes did, you know, back in our day. You know, that's what athletes did. Football.
Right.
But it was different in the sense that you weren't using track and field as your off-season conditioning just to get faster. Back in the day, you had football athletes who were true track athletes.
Track athletes.
Who liked the track, who liked the sport of track and field, wanted to compete and wanted to do well. They weren't people who kind of just wanted to glob on and just basically participate in workouts. So there's a different mentality back then. So I see where it springs from and where it emanates from, because back in the day for us, that was kind of the thing. You had multi-sport athletes and they went at it in each sport. Now you have more athletes who are doing it again for the condition as a as a cheap way or an inexpensive way to get some other type of training in. And all I'm saying is keep your eyes open as to what you're going to receive and make sure it's going to give you what you're looking for. But track's a great sport. I think, you know, most athletes should run track to be able to experience it and enjoy it, because there's something to be said about, even though you're on a team in track and field, there's something to be said about having some of your own personal accomplishments and having your own personal measurements of you as an athlete and your performance. And track and field does that pretty much better than any other sport, because it's just you against the elements and then against the competition. But you can, it's 100 meters no matter where you go, no matter who lines up next to you. So it, you get to measure yourself as an athlete. And that's what's always drawn me to track and field. There aren't any outside, you know, hey, this guy bobbled the ball on this double play, and, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, you're not, the outcome isn't determined by the teammates.
Or a referee,
exactly. Yeah.
Or umpire, whatever you want to call it. You know, I always love track, Aaron. I'll tell you why, because it's raw competition, man. Yes. It's like bravado. It's like you against this person next to you.
Mano a mano.
Yeah, I love that. So, man, that's why I enjoy it. That's why I always enjoy it on television, just to see the swag, the attitude that you have to compete. I love it because a raw thing of competition, which I think is missing in a lot of sports these days.
Yeah, other than martial arts and boxing and, you know, combat sports, it's the closest thing to a street fight.
Exactly. Well said.
Have that in you, then you'll love it.
Love it. Well, we're gonna sign out today. This is Eric Johnson, the brand.
Coach Aaron, the source. We'll see you.